Now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner in the Jotham Down Store and Restaurant discussing Doc Withers.
Listen. Well, there must be something wrong with him, or he'd have been hidden here and ate his breakfast.
Yeah, I'm sort of uneasy about him, Abner. He's general sitting there pounding the counter whenever I open up in the morning demanding his breakfast.
Come to think about it, I don't believe he ate no supper last night, neither.
Hey, Granny, I'm going back there and find out what's eating on him.
Well, it ain't no use, Lum. I tried to talk to him yesterday afternoon, and he just sat there. He might be thinking, but I know he just sat.
Reckon one of us hurt his feelings?
Well, I thought about that, too, but I can't recollect us having no argument.
I can't think of nothing.
Now, if his grandpappy Spears, I wouldn't think so much about it. He's always dropping and spilling his temper. But it's sort of unusual for Doc Withers to do it.
And there's another thing. Now, he told us yesterday not to call him Doc no more. Said there wasn't no such person.
Yeah. I thought maybe he had the amnesia the way he's talking, but he undoubtedly knows who he is because he said to call him Ben. That's his name, Ben. Benjamin Franklin Webster.
Maybe somebody else has said something to hurt his feelings.
Well, I don't know who it could be. Everybody in town seems to have took a liking to him. Now, Lum, you say that something's eating on him. Maybe it's his conscience.
His conscience?
But maybe he is the mysterious voice, after all.
No, I've thought about that, Abner. Fact is, I've suspicioned about everybody in town. But Ben ain't the kind of a fella that'd go around scaring the daylights of everybody in town. Being unkind or underhanded since he's been here.
No, me neither, no.
You know, when he first rented the feed room back there for his office, I thought he was going to be a terrible nuisance. The way he'd butt into conversations and his mind to get them wandering.
Yeah, well, Lum, he's just getting old and sort of childish. We're going to have to go through the same thing someday ourselves.
Yeah, I reckon that's right. wait a minute. How old is he?
I don't know. Don't believe I ever heard him say.
You don't reckon me and you are... Oh, of course not. How that is, I know I ain't.
That's just about all it is. Just childishness. He'll get over it.
Well, I don't know. Sometimes when you ain't got nobody to talk to, little things get exaggerated in your mind. Get to snowballing. Something that don't mount to a hill of beans gets to be the most important thing in the world to you.
Yeah. Sometimes somebody fails to speak to you the morning, and before the day's over, you get to thinking the whole town's down on you.
Yeah, that might be what's happened.
Just about.
Living back there in the feed room all by himself, nobody but himself to talk to. Body gets mixed up in his thinking. Sort of pathetic, a feller his age with no family, nobody to share his joys and sorrows.
Well, what about you? You ain't got no family, no kinfolk.
Oh, well, I've got the store here. It's sort of like a friend. And I've got my old dog, Lead. Of course, he's getting old. And you.
Yeah.
Now, Granny, I think I'll step back there and talk to Doc. I believe if I can get him to unburden himself, he'll feel he's better.
You want me to go with you?
Yeah,
Hawking Lum, I might say the wrong thing. You know, I believe that old man fights you if he ever got his dander up.
Oh, for pity's sake, that's all you think about, you and Grandpap. Find out. Doc, Ben.
Now, Ben.
Yeah, howdy.
Hey, what's going on in here?
Oh, nothing. I have just nothing.
Well, what are you doing packing your valise?
Oh, I was just sorting out some things. Knick-knacks, one thing and another. Keepsakes.
Wait a minute. You ain't figuring on leaving us.
Here's something interesting. A telegram.
Yeah, but what about
from
this?
From President Grover Cleveland.
Oh, I know. You showed that to us.
He was a Democrat.
Yeah, but this police here, you surely
you
ain't...
See this watch here? I don't suppose I've ever had occasion to show you this watch. Belonged to my father. You notice anything different about this watch?
Yeah, let me see it.
Well, it don't have a regular place to
wind. No, you're wrong. That winds with a key. Uh-huh. Excellent time, Pete. Never very. I lost the key several years ago.
Well, Doc, what we come back to talk to you about...
I still don't think I lost it. It's just misplaced somewhere.
Doc, are you packing this valise to take a trip?
Abner, I'd rather you wouldn't refer to me as Doc. I told you yesterday, Doc Withers is not my name. He's gone. He's no more.
Oh, excuse me.
I'd appreciate it if you'd call me by my real name, Ben.
Well, that's sort of what me and Abner come back to talk to you about, Ben. We just never did exactly understand what you meant by that yesterday. Then when I seen you packing your valise here...
We thought maybe that somebody did something to hurt your feelings.
If me or Abner have said anything or did anything...
Oh, no, it's nothing you've done. Nothing anybody's done. I guess I did act a little strange yesterday. But, well, it's not easy to give up something that's been so important to you all these years.
Giving up what?
Well, my practice, I guess you'd call it.
You mean you ain't going to veterinary no more?
Well, that's just it, Abner. I never was a veterinarian.
Well, you sure had us fooled around
here.
Oh.
Why, Doc? What's happened? Tell us about it. Maybe it'll make you feel better to get it off your chest.
You're right, Lon. It just might. I've been thinking about it for several days, and I know in my heart it's the right thing to do. Ever since I went over to Cherry Hill one day last week, I've known it.
I wouldn't pay no attention to nothing them Cherry Hillers say. They ain't got enough brains in that whole town to blow the lid off a tea kettle.
No, you don't understand, Amber. Somebody was telling me there was a veterinarian moved over to Cherry Hill, Dr. Brooks. So I went over to talk to him. As nice a young fellow as you'd ever want to meet. And smart. The greatest thing that ever happened to this veteran. He has a car, and he can serve his whole county. Mount Ida, Cherry Hill, Pine Ridge, Board County.
Don't you worry now. We ain't going to let him run you out of business.
No, that's not the idea at all. I just happen to love animals. I've always had a sort of a knack for understanding their ailments. Just wanted to relieve their suffering. There wasn't a vet over at Mount Ida, so folks used to bring their stock and pets. To me, I never made any charges for my services. My compensation was in being able to help them and relieving their suffering.
Well, you surely ain't blaming yourself for that, Doc.
Ben.
Or Ben.
That's how I got the name, Doc. My friends got to call me that because I had a way with animals. Cats, dogs, cows, horses. But I really had no right to the name. But I never realized before what it meant to be called Doc. That's a friendly way of saying doctor. You know what doctor means?
Well, yeah.
It means a learned man. An advanced academic title. One on whom the title has been conferred by a university or college. That's what Dr. Brooks has earned. And that's why I have no right to be called that.
Strange. Ben, I don't know what to say.
Oh, don't feel sorry for me, Lon. This is my own decision. I'm happy about it. I love animals. Dr. Brooks coming here means that they'll have better attention. With his scientific methods, his serums, we can keep down epidemics. We can keep the suffering of these dumb animals that can't speak for themselves down to a minimum. I'm glad.
But your valise, you must be planning to leave.
To tell you the truth, I don't know what I'm going to do, Lon.
Well, I can tell you what you're going to do. You're going to stay right here with us.
No, I've thought about that too, Lon. There's no place for me here now. There's nothing for me to do.
Why, you can work in the restaurant. You've been helping out with the dishwashing. I'll learn you how to make lumber.
No, I can't stay here and impose on my friends. I'll get into some other game. Pick up a new line.
Well, I'll be glad to let you take over the job of making the deliver. I'm getting tired of that anyway.
Oh, no, he'd want a better kind of work than that.
What's the matter with it?
All right, now, don't mean you getting to know, are you?
No, don't use discussing a job for me, because I'm moving on. I'll send you a postal card, give you all particulars about the square location.
Well, the only place you're going to locate is right here.
Why, sure it is. You're going to stay right in Pine Ridge.
Well, it's mighty nice to know you fellows want me to stick around. You'll never know how much I appreciate it. But like I say, there comes a time when a man has to move on.
Just a minute. I believe I hear our phone ringing in there. Abner, would you go in there and answer?
Yeah, sure. I believe I hear the tape.
Now, Ben, you've just got to listen to reason.
No, Lon, I've got to make a clean break. Start all over again. You don't realize what it means to a man of my age to have to do that.
Well, sure, I know that.
If I stayed around here, it reminds me of too many things every time I see something familiar.
Hey, Ben, the telephone's for you.
Yeah, I'll be right in, Abner. Come on in with me, Doc. Ben. We've got some more talking to do.
I never said you, Mom. I said Ben.
Oh, excuse me. For you, Ben.
Me? Yeah, it's Mr. Johnson. He says his goat is sick again.
Oh. Tell him I'm not here. Go on, Abner. Tell him that.
Oh, all right. You insist.
Oh, wait. Wait, Abner. I'll talk to him.
Yeah, maybe you better. Here, take a receiver.
I figured this would change his mind.
Oh, yes, sir. Well, he's right back in the bed there again.
Hello? No, I just wanted to tell you that the man for you to call is Dr. Brooks of Cherry Hill. Doc Withers is not here anymore.
Well, Ben, you may be short on science, but you're plenty long on courage.